So, if you will declare with me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord
Jesus.
I know.
I know.
That my ears hear.
That my ears hear.
But my spiritual ears.
My spiritual ears.
Need to hear.
Need to hear.
My eyes.
My eyes.
They see.
They see.
But my spiritual eyes.
But my spiritual eyes.
Are opening today.
Are opening today.
Because I'm asking for it.
Because I'm asking for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And my heart.
And my heart
is taking in this word.
Is taking in this word.
Because it's for me.
Because it is for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. We're going to 2 Timothy because that's what I heard this morning. 2 Timothy. So, we're going to start with chapter 4. And we're going to definitely concentrate on one verse. But we're going to try to fit it in so that you'll have a comprehension. Verse 8. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. All of those who are longing for his appearing. Because not to condemn. We have a sense sometimes that the Lord wants to condemn because of our religious background, or at least mine. But that was never the intention of the heart of the Lord. He sent his Son to save.
Amen.
To the uttermost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want to back it up to verse 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, in view of his appearing and his kingdom. Now, his appearing in his kingdom is down the road from us, but it's also happening now.
Amen.
I give you this charge, preach the word to prepare in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience, and careful instructions. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Now, that's not my message usually. I like peace and quiet and joy.
Amen.
Hardship is not part of my plan. But it is part of what Timothy was to go through. Because the Lord had said to Paul, wake this young man up. Then he tells him, do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering. What a wonderful day to be able to declare that he's being poured out like a drink offering. Yeah. If that's for my tomorrow, I'd like to cancel it now. But, I repeat, Paul is saying I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. Oh, okay. He wants to book out. No. He's not looking to book out. He is being pressed to give a heads up. All right? So he's also taking time out to encourage this young man that there's going to be tough storms to go through. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. How do you keep the faith? By declaring what God has already provided for him. Not that he doesn't make mistakes. Not that he won't lose his temper. Periodically, he might. I'm not looking for his flaws. I am, however, trying to make me and you aware that Paul did not have it easy. And sometimes this easy gospel discourages those that the minute something goes wrong, well, I must be in the wrong church. I must be having a hard time and everybody else is having a good time, so I'm going to join the church where there's good times. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't have belonged in Paul's church.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Because he's warning Timothy. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. There is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who long for his appearing. So there's a promised day that you and I will receive the crown. Now, how about that judge? I was pressed to find a few extras that might be helpful. Matthew 25, 32. Matthew 25, 32. All the nations will be gathered before him. That's down the road, isn't it? And he will separate the people from one people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. John 5, 22. That's John 5, 22. Moreover, the Father judges no one. So those of you who think that the Father is going to judge you, not on target. But has entrusted all judgment to the Son. That might be helpful to you. Because, you see, he lived in an earth suit, didn't he? He was tempted with everything that you and I are tempted of.
Yes, he was.
He experienced every test that you and I could test or be tested in. So he understands what it's like to live in the earth with all of its complications from darkness. Please say amen.
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 Amen. Acts 10:42. Acts 10:42. He commands us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. I thought that was pretty cool. Acts 17:31. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Without the resurrection, you've got what? A fake. Because everything that needed to be conquered was conquered by him. And the last enemy to be conquered was?
Death.
You got it. Romans 2:16. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. That's good news, by the way. Romans 14:10.
Yep.
Romans 14:10. You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. 1 Corinthians 4:5. And who's going to sit on that seat?
Jesus.
The Lord.
Jesus
Christ. 2 Timothy 4:1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. It's confirmed in 1 Peter 4:5. What I was pressed on was the reality of so much going on that God wants to have us be aware. And when we pass judgment on someone and we find fault with someone, please be careful. All right? Between the two levels, one is called judgment, the other is called discernment. There are times that the Lord has told me, your soul is in control here. Because I was quick to judge, quick to find fault, quick to really reject or push away. And when one of us this morning shared about, you have a word of knowledge that comes to you, and you're aware of someone being caught in a wrong relationship, what do you do with that word? Well, look at Jesus. Take a good look at what he does with the woman at the well, and you've got a great example of compassion. You could go on and look at every single person that is brought before him, because you see, the Jews were so accustomed to finding fault, and the law they lived under called for death. Should you and I be calling for death?
No.
No.
How come we call for death on ourselves? Oh. I thought you were above the law. You were under righteousness and grace.
Amen.
See, you give grace to the other person, but how about giving grace to you?
That's right.
Ah. Wouldn't that be a new charge today?
Yeah.
Love one another as I have loved you. Because love hardly notices when you do it wrong or when they do it wrong. Mm-hmm. See, we can say, I love that person in spite of, and then when it comes to you, you put yourself in the judgment seat and you don't need Jesus to judge you. You've already done it. You find fault with yourself and then you get angry because you can't control something or an area that you can't, you know, bring into submission. And it's stronger than you. My suggestion is to start an act of faith. Romans 8:1. Because you see, St. Paul says there are corners in his life that the very thing he wants to do, he can't do, and he does exactly the opposite in Romans 7. And so Paul was accustomed to living under the law. No different than you. Now, when you start giving yourself some grace and some favor, then you'll have a download from heaven. And the download from heaven is not to meet the judge that is going to give you the law. He's going to give you compassion.
Amen.
He's going to give you a solution. He's going to present you to the firstborn son who is ever interceding for us, being our advocate before the Father.
Amen.
See, We don't take that into consideration. He's our advocate. He's our attorney. He's going before the Father. But you're saying there, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. I should never. Yes, go into tongues, because at least your tongues are coming from your spirit, not from your head.
You're convicting yourself before the trial even starts.
Not only that. Not only have you condemned yourself, but you have now agreed with the enemy. Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you agree on earth, you and the enemy can agree just as quickly as you and the Lord can agree. And then when you pass judgment, you have now sealed yourself into a place of judgment. It's called inner vows. I got hurt in that relationship, so I'll never get hurt again.
That's right.
Oh, what have you just done? You've sealed yourself and you've sealed your future. Mm-hmm. What have you done? You've passed judgment on yourself. Mm-hmm. You've found fault with yourself. And the Lord will not be able to break in. Huh?
Well, that's judgment without justice.
Again?
That's judgment without justice.
Judgment without justice. Mm-hmm. And without faith, you can't please Him. So if you go before the throne of grace and you say, Papa, I'm in trouble. My mouth took off on me. Could we have a time to clean up this mess? You see, I'm going to go to verse 16. At my first defense, no one came to my support. This is Paul. But everyone deserted me. Talk about rejection. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I have delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
That's your solution, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. So if you need to change your mouth, you need help, He will provide it. If you need to have your soul overwhelmed with grace and favor, living water is available. Living water is available. You cannot drink from that well unless you what? What do you got to do in order to drink from the well? You got to ask. You got to humble yourself. How many have at least one little corner they'd like to have cleaned up?
One.
Okay. Want to get up, please? Put your Bibles down. Just one? Well, one. We'll start with one. Just stand up and lift your hands to Him and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I've got a corner.
I've got a corner.
That needs adjustment.
That needs adjustment.
It needs some healing.
It needs some healing.
It needs some living water.
It needs some living water.
And let I be.
And let I be.
Totally submissive to Thee.
Totally submissive to Thee.
Oh, we're transitioning today.
Yes.
We're going into the these and the thous to make it holy, right?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
No!
No!
Say, Lord, you know my act.
Lord, you know my act.
And it's not all good.
It's not all good.
There's quite a few corners.
There's quite a few corners.
That need adjustment.
That need adjustment.
And you said to the woman at the well.
And you said to the woman at the well.
That there is living water available.
That there is living water available.
I need a lot of it.
I need a lot of it.
So release it now.
So release it now.
Lord.
Lord.
Rescue me.
Rescue me.
From every evil attack.
From every evil attack.
That comes out of my mouth. mouth against myself.
That comes out of my mouth against myself.
And every evil word.
And every evil word.
That I have spoken against myself.
That I have spoken against myself.
It needs to be canceled now.
It needs to be canceled now.
I speak death to those words.
I speak death to those words.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
They will not rise again.
They will not rise again.
Because I want to live.
Because I want to live.
In the heavenly kingdom now.
Kingdom now.
Not next year.
Not next year.
Not 3 months.
Not 3 months.
Now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I can submit. Every weakness to you. And to declare by faith.
That I am righteous.
The blood is speaking on my behalf. That's my defense. And I take full accreditation. In the court of heaven. My Savior says. Not guilty.
Because of the blood.
Romans 5:9.
Romans 5:9.
I am justified. In the courts of heaven.
In the courts of heaven.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
It's
time I receive it.
It's time I receive it.
I declare it. I want to own it. And I want to walk in it. In full freedom. That Jesus paid for. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Take it to the bank.
Amen.
Take it to the bank and collect all the interest.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.